You know, a lot can happen in 3 days, and while I'm confident that we will emerge victorious, I'm also considering a few radical last-minute strategies.
New strategies, like what?
The sad grandpa. That's where I get on TV and go, come on, Obama's going to have plenty of chances to be president. It's my turn. Vote for me.
I mean, even the read on that was great. I don't get technical on you, but that's great comedic timing. 9:43 now, and Senator Mark Kirk is standing by to talk about Senator John McCain. And, Senator, nice to reconnect with you. How are you?
Oh, you bet. Great to be with you here.
Tell me about Senator John McCain and what he was like to a young senator when he first showed up.
He was my hero and my inspiration. I loved him dearly. For someone to put country first, yeah, for a young senator, was such an example. For this loss, I felt it pretty deeply. It's been sad ever since John passed.
I can understand that. Now, when you get to the Senate, you, of course, had been in the House. How different a gig is it, and did you have a lot of stuff you had to learn, and was he helpful?
He was very helpful. Great, great man that taught us all. There was a couple of national security senators there, Kelly Ayotte and I, and Lindsey Graham. Every day we woke up and thought, what can we do for the troops? Thinking of the troops, since we was one of them, we thought constantly about what can we do to strengthen the Americans in uniform. And he was always our leader.
Do you think that he was sad about the way it all came down when he found out about the diagnosis? And, of course, you're sad that your life's coming to an end. But he was so positive all the way through the past year that the interviews I saw, he even said, you know, when I catch myself feeling afraid, I think, hey, old man, you've had a wonderful run. Did you experience that optimism from him?
Yeah, he had one hell of a run. So I think... we had a long warning about this cancer that was threatening him, and he had that operation over his eye where he had that big black scar across his eye there.
Right.
And so we all had plenty of notice. Nobody could deny that John McCain didn't have the fullest American life. And I tell you that story about John. I went to Navy Survival School. And one of my instructors had been with him in the Hanoi Hilton, a guy named Doug Hegdahl.
Okay.
Doug had accidentally fallen off his ship and was picked up by a Vietnamese fisherman and pretended to be dumb. And John would tell the story about how one day he saw old dumb Doug Hegdahl sweeping around the truck that was in the... courtyard of the Hanoi Hilton. And Doug looked one way and then the other, and then poured all the dust into the gas tank of the truck. And John said, over the next couple of weeks, that truck didn't move. He just saw parts coming off it. And so Doug had his big victory against that truck.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to win in the end. By the way, if you want to look up Doug Hegdahl, H-E-G-D-A-H-L, and still around, lives in South Dakota. He's got to be 70-ish.
I'll add something about Doug that was brilliant. Doug, in his captivity, he memorized the name of all POWs that he met alphabetically. And when he finally was released, he sang their names to Old McDonald in alphabetical order.
How about that?
Yeah. So much so. When the DIA guys were, Defense Intelligence Agency guys were debriefing, and they said, stop singing, because we're writing down so fast. But the first real POW list came from Doug's song.
I have talked to, you know, many people about McCain this week, and was looking forward to talking to you as well, because the one question that comes up, as far as I'm concerned, for everybody is, are you optimistic about where we go from here? Because losing McCain is such a big deal. Who is going to be the people that step up to work across the aisle and see the greater good, as opposed to just saying my way or the highway?
I think that was his proudest. And for me, I really wanted to emulate John, because John always teamed up with a Democrat like Russ Feingold and a bunch of other people there. He had always on these long CODELs, the congressional delegations to other countries. Tell you one of my disappointment stories with John.
Okay.
I was on a CODEL to Iraq with him, and I was frustrated during the 08 campaign that we didn't have much of an economic message. And so I arranged on the trip on the way back to the States, I knew I would be sitting next to him for 14 hours. And I called up my then wife at the time. I said, I've got 14 hours with McCain, so I'm just going to hammer on the economic message. And so I was a little annoying there. And we would go to Shannon, Ireland to gas up. And McCain goes straight to the sticks where all the reporters are waiting. Boom, you know, it was nothing economic. We're going to win Iraq. And it shows how determined he was that America was not going to lose another war. And I called up my wife. Well, McCain was McCain here.
Because he determined what was going to be discussed.
Exactly. Because it was country first, security first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was his major thing.
Everybody's agenda can come after that.
That's right.
Listen, condolences to you. I'm losing not just a mentor and an idol, but a friend in John McCain. So,
I tell you that he came to campaign for me when I was a congressman, and I had gotten messed up on a Northern Watch flight over Iraq. I had positioned my boot underneath the intercom switch in the airplane.
Okay.
And because we were passing a target that I wanted to get a picture of, just being the greedy intelligence officer that I always am, I had unhooked from the seat, and when the pilot flew crazily when the Iraqis lit us up a bit, I really wrenched my ankle. When I told McCain how I got injured, I told him I had unhooked myself from the ejection seat. He said, You shouldn't get a medal for that. You should get court-martialed.
Yeah, because the ejection seat is what kept him alive.
That's right. I remember as we flew out, the pilot heard a big whoomp of me running into the canopy, which is a total no-no.
Well, but that's another thing you emulated with McCain. Break those rules here and there as well, or at least bend them good.
Yeah.
What about your own health? How are you? You sound great. How are you feeling?
I'm actually great. I'm here in Fort Sheridan where I live and get out every day and do my 0.8 mile walk.
Okay.
Every day. And I kind of work the whole neighborhood there.
All right. Well, that's probably a good neighborhood to work.
It's just gorgeous here.
All right, my friend. Nice to speak with you again. Yeah. Senator Mark Kirk on Senator John McCain.